Time now for Ask the Expert on WFIR. Welcome in my guest today, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Joey.
Nice to talk with you, Connie. And as we get started, many baby boomers are facing tough decisions about caring for aging parents, and this causes them to think about their own future, Connie. So is long-term care insurance a good option, Connie, and at what age should we consider the purchase?
Well, long-term care refers to custodial care, not medical services. So medical insurance and Medicare typically do not pay for long-term care services. Medical care includes skilled care, when the patient is expected to recover to a former state of good health. Custodial care is personal care for a person who has limited ability to conduct routine daily activities because of physical or cognitive impairment. Long-term care can be provided by licensed professionals, but also by family members or aides and volunteers. You may remain in your own home, or you could receive care in a daycare center, a nursing home, assisted living facility, and continuing care retirement communities. People are living longer, Joey, and the number needing long-term care services is expected to increase exponentially in the next three decades. Women are twice as likely to need nursing home care as men. Long-term care planning should be part of everyone's comprehensive financial plan. But long-term care planning does not necessarily mean long-term care insurance. Services could be paid from your own assets, such as your investments or the equity in your home. To qualify for Medicaid and veterans benefits, you must have low income and few assets, and you may have to spend down assets to qualify. Long-term care insurance is a good solution for many people. It can offer choices that you might otherwise not have. Women, especially, tell me that they want insurance so they never become dependent upon their children. Even if you're wealthy and you can afford to pay for your care from your own assets, insurance is a tax-efficient way to pay for care and preserve your assets for your heirs. When you begin serious retirement planning, you should include long-term care planning. Make it a part of your total plan. And statistics show that the average age of someone purchasing long-term care insurance is age 57. Long-term care insurance can be a complicated purchase because there are many options and alternatives. So a knowledgeable advisor can review policies and benefits with you to help you make a wise purchase.
Okay, Connie, if our listeners would like to get some more information about today's discussion, how can they best reach you?
Our phone number is 540-772-4545. That's 540-772-4545.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.